Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Once again, the final score of today's game, Carolina Panthers 27, Breakers 6.
Give me the playbook, Luke. Give it to me.
Hey, what are you doing? Those plays are top secret.
Only to our team.
Hey, Coach, I know this is a bad time, but I'd really like you to meet somebody.
Oh, come on, Dobber. I don't want to meet anybody. I'm not in the mood to meet anybody.
It'll just take a second. You see, this is the first game that she's ever seen, and I've told her so much about you, and she's real special to me, and you're real special
to me. All right. Make it quick.
All right. Mary Beth?
Come on in.
Coach. Mary Beth, I'd like you to meet Luther Van Dam.
And,
Coach, meet Mary Beth Bell. And Mary Beth, meet Coach Fox.
Pleasure to meet you. Sorry, glad to see such a depressing game.
Depressing? Oh, gosh, how could a game be depressing? Especially one played on such a glorious day. The sun was shining, the grass was green, the birds were singing.
Who are you?
I know who you are. You're Snow White.
Guilty as charged.
Mary Beth plays Snow White at her amusement park job.
She is unbelievable.
You play Snow White at Disney World?
Oh, no. That's Mary Beth Duncan. I play the authentic Snow White, the way the Brothers Grimm originally envisioned her.
Where do you do that?
At Grimworld.
Time hatred is the best kept secret in Orlando.
We do fairy tales the way they were originally written. Most theme parks simply sanitize them. For example, in the real version of Snow White, my wicked stepmother is forced to wear red-hot iron slippers and dance until she drops down dead. We try to recreate that for the children. Well, I really should be going. I've got to get back to the park for the midnight flashlight parade. All of the characters hold flashlights under our chins. We look really spooky.
It's hard to imagine her being spooky, isn't it?
Well, come on, Michael. Thanks again, Coach Fox, for an absolutely enchanting afternoon. Bye-bye.
You know, for a celebrity, she's real down to earth.
Number 55 missed another tackle. That's a no-no. He does that much more, and Daddy's not going to let him play with the other boys.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Dobber.
Hey, Tim. Hope I'm not too late. Mary Beth wanted to give Tim a little souvenir from the park.
Mary Beth?
It's my new girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's so thoughtful. I'm a Grimm kid. And there's a woman putting two children into an oven.
Yeah. Mary Beth works at a theme park, Christine, called Grimm World, and it seems to be the only theme there is scaring the hell out of little kids.
Hey, Coach, what'd you think of her? Hey, isn't she sweet?
Oh, well, she's unbelievably sweet, Doc.
Tell me some more about this Mary Beth.
Oh, God. She's great. She's beautiful, talented, and I haven't felt this way about somebody in years. Feels so right.
Oh, that is wonderful, Dobber. I am so happy for you. Now, when do I get to meet her?
Actually, we're throwing a little party tomorrow night. It's some of her actor friends from Grimworld. And now, I don't suppose you could get a sitter on such short notice, could you?
No, probably not.
That's too bad. I wanted to have some of my friends there. I'm really nervous about the party. You know, my apartment is so small. I don't have enough chairs. I only got the one bowl.
You only have one bowl?
I had a whole set, but the other one broke.
He only has one bowl?
Hey, Dob, if you want to borrow some of our bowls, go ahead.
Great! Hey, thanks a lot.
Aiden, maybe we should offer our house for the party?
Then where would we go?
We would stay here. See, the whole point is, he would like to have some of his friends with him. It's only one night, and this girl means so much to him.
Hey, Dob, you know, you want to use our house for the party?
Really?
Hmm?
You sure that's okay with Christine?
Well, I'm sure I could talk her into it.
That's fine. It's a good idea.
Hey, that'd be perfect. Oh, God, Mary Beth would be so excited. Oh, hey, now I have plenty of room to play charades.
Thanks. Charades?
Oh, yeah. Mary Beth and her friends are charade nuts. Bye.
Well, I hope you are satisfied. Christine, we're going to play charades. He would have been perfectly happy with just the bowls.
Okay, we know that there are four words, okay? It could be a play, a book, or a song. You're not quite sure.
But we've only got 30 seconds. Do something, for God's sake.
No sounds.
Oh, I know. Dog Day Afternoon.
No, that's just three words.
Well, I'm assuming he thinks afternoon is two words.
Time.
Oh, great. Well, there you go.
What is it?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Well, then why were you doing a dog?
You know, roof, roof.
I just think that was very imaginative. Most people would have just, you know, fiddled. But you picked one that really made us think. Good job. I bet you'll get the next one.
Okay, somebody else go.
Dauber, you're up next.
Oh, that's a tough act to follow. Let's see. I don't... There must be a word missing or something.
Okay, time out. 1 minute conference.
Content only. No helpsies.
Michael, I don't think this is going so well.
What you're telling me? I don't even know what the unbearable lightness of being is.
It's a book that was made into a movie, and I think Hayden hates me.
What? Why would you get an idea like that?
I just had this feeling. From the way he's acted all evening, from the way he acted in his office yesterday.
No, he hates to lose. You know, first it was the football game, and now charades. It's nothing to worry about. Now, come on, I only got about 30 seconds left. What's the hand signal for? It sounds like...
Oh, Michael, please, I'm serious.
Why do you care what Coach thinks?
Because you do. Oh, Michael, you never stop talking about him. His opinion means everything to you. You never do anything he doesn't approve of, and I don't think he approves of me.
He will?
But what if he doesn't?
Oh.
Listen, Michael, I just think I need to go home and be alone for a while. I'll talk to you.
Mary Beth!
Please, just make some excuse for me, will you?
You know, I hate to be a little stickler, but your conference was well over a minute. You forfeit.
That mean the game's over?
That's right, we win!
Well, the game's over, the party's over.
Oh, Christine, come on. Theater's a lot like football. You know, you score in a football game, you win, then you go to the parking lot and you try to beat the traffic.
Okay, everybody out of here, let's go. Thanks for coming. Glad to see you. Have a good time. Okay, be careful driving home.
Thank you.
Yay, bless you. Okay, thank you very much. Sayonara.
Dauber, where is Mary Beth?
She wasn't feeling good. She said to tell everybody goodbye.
Is she going to be okay?
I don't know. She's not really sick. She's upset.
About what?
I don't know. It's silly. She thinks Coach doesn't like her.
What?
She thinks I look up to you so much that I would never stay with anyone you didn't approve of.
It's ridiculous. What difference does it make what the heck I think?
Yeah, it doesn't. But you do like her a little, don't you?
Dauber, I think this is what Mary Beth was afraid of, that you need Hayden's approval.
I don't need his approval. I value his opinion. So what's your opinion?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
So you don't like her?
No, I didn't say that. I'm not going to tell you whether I like her or not.
Why not?
Because, Dauber, come here. If I tell you I like her, then you're going to go buy her a ring, and you might not even care for it. If I tell you I don't like her, you may dump somebody you really like. The important thing is you have to decide whether you like her or not.
I know. But it's so hard. How do you know for sure?
Dauber, you got to trust what's in here, okay? And what are you feeling in there right now?
I'm feeling something, but it might just be the nachos.
Listen to me. You are not a kid anymore. You're going to have to start trusting yourself. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. You are not a puppet, okay? If you like this girl, then you go with your gut.
Right. I like her. And I'm going to date her. Good night. Thank you for a lovely party.
I can't believe Dauber is so dependent on your opinion.
I know.
Especially when I'm right here and obviously a much better judge of character.
All right, tomorrow we're going to look at the second half of this disaster.
Do we have to? I mean, it's not like it's a surprise ending. We lost. Anybody up for a burger?
Oh, no, sorry. I promised Mary Beth I'd catch the premiere of her new show at Grimworld tonight.
Oh, so you and Mary Beth patched things up, huh?
Ah, yeah. Hey. How could she think I'd let someone as beautiful and sweet and wonderful as her go just because you might not approve of her?
I didn't say I didn't approve of her.
How can you not approve of Snow White?
I didn't say that.
Luth, it's all right. Coach is entitled to his opinion.
I didn't give you my opinion.
And even if you did, it has no bearing on my relationship. I'm going with my gut. My gut tells me she's the one for me.
Good boy, Dob.
As long as you're happy.
No, I am happy. I'm not as happy as her. I mean, she's the happiest person on earth. It's a little scary how happy she can be sometimes. Hey, you gotta love her. Huh? Oh, gee, I better get going. I don't want to miss the start of the show.
You have a good time, son.
Yeah, I always do. How could I not? Hey, she's loving and cheerful and giving and, God, it's wonderful. Unless you're down, then the whistling is annoying. Thank God I'm not down. I'm happy. I think. Anyway, it's not like we're getting married, you know? We're just dating. You know, if it's not going to work out, it's better to find out sooner than later. You know? And what do I have to lose? Free tickets to Grimworld? Big deal.
What's gotten into him?
Nothing. That's just Dauber thinking for himself, that's all.
Well, it's just great. hope he doesn't go over there and ruin a beautiful thing.
Well, it only means it wasn't a girl for him.
No, not the girl, the free tickets.
Mary Beth?
Oh, Michael, I was so worried you'd have to work late and you wouldn't make it. I'm so happy you're here.
You're so happy. True to form.
Something wrong?
Yeah, something's wrong. I've been doing a lot of thinking. And, we don't belong together.
You're on!
You're breaking up with me?
Well...
The cottage has been such a happy place since Snow White has come to live here. I'll bet she enters with a heart full of joy and a smile on her face.
I'm sorry, Mary Beth. This is bad timing.
I said, I'll bet she enters with a heart full of joy and a smile on her face.
Well, goodbye, Michael. I'm sorry things didn't work out.
I've got a heart full of joy and a smile on my face when I see all my friends in this happy, happy place.
Nothing makes me happier than to hear your laughter ringing throughout the cottage. Here, smile on this buttercup. It needs some cheering up.
Hey, Doc. Coach, what are you doing here?
Well, you know, that thinking for yourself stuff gets kind of confusing, and I was worried about you, so I stopped.
Hey, you didn't have to be. I thought about what you said, and you're right. I broke up with Mary Beth.
Well, I didn't say anything.
Sometimes not saying anything is saying something.
Yeah. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah. Huh.
How'd she take it?
Turns out she does have an unhappy side.
Well, how you doing?
I feel kind of sick. I'm all sweaty and my head's pounding. Heart's going about 100 miles an hour. Can't breathe. I feel like someone punched me in the... Coach. You know what this is? It's a gut feeling.
Well, what's it telling you, Dob?
It's telling me I just made the biggest mistake of my life. Wow, this thing really works.
Well, sure, I'd love to stay here and cook and clean for you guys for the rest of my life. I might as well, since I have no husband, no boyfriend, or no life at all.
Well... Great!
Well, I gotta go talk to her right now.
Oh, Dob, you know what I think? I think maybe you should wait till after she's done with the show.
I don't care what you think. I'm not your puppet.
Oh, look who's come to visit. You must be that lost giant from...
The beanstalk next door.
Yeah.
You gotta keep moving. It's a second beanstalk to your left. You can't miss it. Goodbye, giant.
Bye.
I've come to talk to Mary Beth.
Well, you're going to have to speak to Snow White. She's the only girl here.
Snow? I made a terrible mistake. I let myself be influenced by what I thought Coach might think of you, and I said some dumb things. I'm sorry. What I should have said is... I love you.
With all my gut.
Well, I guess her prince has finally arrived.
We are team like cookies and cream, like a turtle and a turtle dove.
Like Barnum.
And Bailey.
And Comets.
And Haley.
We're two stars in the skies above.
Let's huddle.
Let's cuddle. Let's fall.